Right.
A 16-year-old died after being beaten in Owosso High School. What do you think of that? They were targeted because of some of these bills and some of the things that Ron Walters has said.
That wasn't true. No, that's not true.
That's horrible. That is horrible that anybody is beaten up and died. That is. I don't know about that case, but I promise you I'll check into it. I'm being told time's up.
Live mic. So my time's up, but I want to say one thing. As an educator, as an educator, I took the oath to educate students, not indoctrinate them. And I'll always take that stand. We're there to educate our students, love them, nurture them, and help them to be successful.
My heart goes out to that scenario, if that is the case. But we represent a constituency. We're a Republican state, supermajority in the House and Senate. I represent a constituency that doesn't want that filth in Oklahoma. You know, we are a religious state. We are going to fight to keep that filth out of the state of Oklahoma, because we're a Christian state. We're a moral state. We want lower taxes. We want people to be able to live and work and go to the faith they choose. We are a Republican state. I'm going to vote my district. I'm going to vote my values, and we don't want that in the state of Oklahoma.
Going to wrap up real quick. We're just 3 weeks into the session. As I said, we've got a long way to go. The good thing about getting the tax issue out of the way, which we've been going back and forth for this now for, gosh, a year, is that we can actually focus now going forward as to knowing how much money we have. The grocery tax will cost the state $418 million. The other day, we were told by